You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
I always loved fashion, and I loved just how you could differentiate yourself with the clothing you choose to put on in the morning. I guess it was 2007 I really started thinking hard about opening a boutique. I was doing wholesale jewelry sales.
And did open, and still open, downtown Athens. What's it? Cheeky Peach, it is called. Katie Jacobs there. Jason Jacobs in studio with us this morning to talk about, well, Cheeky Peach and his campaign for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. Jason Jacobs, thanks for rolling in here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Now, first, the business. Again, go ahead and plug the business. Where and how long y'all been around?
Been around 13 years. We're 160 West Clayton, just up the road from Last Resort. So we've been a downtown business. Like I said, we opened in 2010. Just gave it a go. My wife was wildly successful. I was making a go of it, trying to coach baseball at the time. And you know, I didn't work out, but we had set our roots here in Athens. And this is a place we fell in love. It's a place we love. And this is where we wanted to raise our family. So opened up the business when baseball didn't work out. I was a math major. She's the creative. Mm-hmm. So I got in on the back end, and the business has grown. We've got great local support, great community support. And we've been able to meet a lot of cool people throughout it, and really, you know, it's my wife's passion, and I just help her along with it. She's really the brains of the operation.
All right, well, let's use that as a launching point here. And just say you're running in District 2. Melissa Link is the incumbent, and we'll talk about her behind her back as we move through the morning here. But I want to just use this as kind of a jumping off point, because one of the things that we hear anecdotally, but we hear that sometimes doing business in Athens can be a difficult proposition, in part because of obstacles, hurdles that are put in place by the Athens-Clark County government. Do you run into any of that? Does that in any way factor into your consideration about running for this seat?
In some ways it does. I think in our experience as business owners, we've been downtown, like I said, 13 years. We've seen some different issues that have popped up in downtown, and we've tried to voice these issues to different leaders. And, you know, frankly, one of the reasons why I've decided to run is because I'm not one to speak about problems and not offer solutions. And some of those solutions, I feel like I've run across, you know, why we can't do those things instead of how can we do those things. And I feel like sometimes you're almost shamed in pointing out the problem, and you don't feel heard by your community leaders. And that's something that I want to be. I want to be a voice of
any
hearing.
Examples you can speak to?
You know, some of the homelessness issues downtown, we've been talking about for a while. That's actually how I got started in this, in talking with different community leaders, et cetera, is really about the homelessness downtown and how we help these folks. And there's been some attempts to do things, but I think some of those attempts have fallen flat and not been very efficient. You know, we had the tents that we had done, $2.2 million on those tents. And to me, I broke down the numbers and talking with our city leaders, because it didn't seem to be helping the problem, especially in our area. I live in that neighborhood.
I'm sorry, I've oversimplified that to say that all we did was take a couple of million dollars and put the homeless people in better tents.
That's what it seemed like to me as well. And I feel like we can do better with that $2.2 million. I offered other solutions as well to that problem. I broke it down per tent, and it was about $2,000 a month per tent that we were spending. And I'm sitting there going,
we could put them in an apartment for that.
An apartment, or yeah. We could employ them. Yeah. We could employ them and pay them that, and have them get on their feet, learn a skill, and help them throughout their life and their recovery. And when the strategic plan to reduce and prevent homelessness came out, I noticed some similar issues in that, and I started to become vocal about it. And I actually had Stephanie Johnson on here. She actually mentioned something that I actually put forth in one of those meetings is, you know, what does it look like at the end of this $5 million that we're talking about spending? And really the best answer, the only answer that came about was, we'll be better positioned to ask for more.
Well, thank you. The question that I've asked for years, Jason Jacobs, about the homeless, and I have some perspective here volunteering over the years with the Bigger Vision Homeless Shelter. My wife served on the board of that facility. And the question I always ask is, what are we trying to accomplish? And it's kind of what you're just talking about there. Are we trying to lift people out of homelessness, or are we trying to make them more comfortable in it?
I feel sometimes like our focus as a town has been on treating the symptom and not the root causes. Mental health help, substance abuse help for those people. And a lived experience is a huge thing for me. When I looked at that plan and broke down the allocation, I saw that only $30,000 went to getting people involved that had lived experience. I think that's a valuable resource. People that have been there and done that.
And gotten out of it.
And gotten out of it could really help and be mentors. And you could really start a program where they mentor somebody that comes back up, and then that person gets to mentor, and you can kind of grow exponentially with local people. Local problems, I feel like, have local solutions. So many people in this town are there ready to help. And I think sometimes we look outside of that. And that's a frustration that I've had. I've met so many good people throughout this process have reached out to me, and I've expressed some of the issues. They've expressed them back, and we've had these great conversations. You realize they really care, and they really have great ideas on how to help. And yet we outsource some of this to outside companies that come in and advise us on certain things when we have a lot of resources here in town that we could be taking advantage of.
And Jason Jacobs running for the post to the District 2 seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Melissa Link, the incumbent, the election in May. Circle back to where we started here. You and your wife, that downtown business. Wife and three boys. How old are the boys?
I got a 10, 7, and almost 3.
You ain't got time for this.
Well, some might say that, but I think it's something that needs to be done. I waited a very long time to see if someone would step up. I feel like there's a voice. There's a thirst for a voice to bring both sides together.
Where are you from? How long have you been in Athens?
Actually, hail from West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay. Came up for college to play baseball here in 2002 and immediately fell in love with Athens. I love all the people here, the diversity of opinion, the diversity of people. It's a wonderful town, and it was a place that my wife and I fell in love, and we always wanted to raise kids here. We were just trying to figure out a way to get back and earn a living to do that, and she opened up this business, which is her passion, and it's provided for our family.
They come in the form of white men with weapons of war, fueled by mental illness, bigotry, and right-wing conspiracy theory, who slaughter classrooms full of school children, congregants in churches, temples, and mosques, hapless shoppers and revelers at concerts, nightclubs, festivals, and parade routes. Mass murders that have become so routine they are met with only thoughts and prayers.
As Athens-Clarke County Commissioner Melissa Link, a recent commission meeting, white men with guns, in discussing a murder committed by a Venezuelan with no gun. That was her take and her response to her behind-the-rail reaction to the Lake and Riley murder, much discussed. The take that she has on that, she's the incumbent in District 2, Athens-Clarke County Commission, and running against her, he's qualified and will be on the ballot for a May 21st election, early voting starting April 29th. In studio with us this morning, Jason Jacobs. The thing I always ask, you're running against an incumbent, means you're asking the voters to fire her and hire you. That's essentially what this is. Why? What's the case for you and not her?
I think that there's a real hunger to bring people together in this town. And I think sometimes when we look at situations as tragic as the Lake and Riley situation, I'd like to see us as a town look at what can we control? What is here that we can do to prevent the next one from happening? I grieve with the family as everyone else and everyone in this town grieves. But to me, I think the response there kind of walked around the real issue of what we can do here in Athens.
Which is what? We yell at Congress, and we ask our state legislature, we ask our governor, what could be done at the local level, the Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission level?
I think we got to obviously talk to local law enforcement. I think we have to look at some of the policies that we have in town and see how did some of these policies contribute to this happening? Did it not? I think we have to come together as a community, listen to all sides. I don't think that, you know, blaming one person or another is one way to go about it. I think it's more doing an assessment, looking at the things that we maybe could do better as a community to make people feel safer. I know that safety's been an issue. My wife has experienced, we have a lot of young ladies, young college ladies working for us that have experienced feeling unsafe at times.
And well, one of the things that we hear about, the two economies, if you will, in downtown Athens, there's the daytime, folks like your wife and her shop. And then there's this thing that happens at night when the shops are closed and the bars open and the nightclubs and the music. And it's a decidedly different look and some would say a lot less safe at night than in the daytime.
It could be. I'm there in the daytime, mm-hmm. mostly. And when I was a young college kid, I went down there in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. But in the daytime, you know, we've had customers come in, we've had employees, and there are times where there has been some unsafe feelings. And that's one of the things that I've spoken out about that I got started on this is we need to feel safer.
Aggressive panhandling, what are we talking about?
Aggressive panhandling, some mental health issues that mm-hmm. happened. There's not a lot of recourse in it. You know, you call the police officer, you make them aware, and they come down, they do the best they can with what they have. But I do think that there are policies that we can come together on that are compassionate policies that serve both those in need of some help and those that want to feel safe. And
anything you could offer by way of example?
As far as policies?
The policies, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think a police presence would be huge downtown. We used to have bike cops when we first opened, and the bike police officers. I've seen some more. I've seen some adjustments be made. But, again, it's been in a reactive way and not a proactive way. I think this is something that I've been vocal about really since 2015. I remember speaking with the mayor at the time was Nancy Denson. Mm-hmm. And I made some of these same points that, you know, my fear of this town is that we become a reactive town and not a proactive town. And I think that fear has been realized, unfortunately, with the situation. And, you know, I think everyone deserves to feel safe in their neighborhood. I also think everyone deserves to, you know, feel empathy. On the other side, I think we can do both at the same time. And I think pointing out a problem in our town has become a difficult thing to do because you feel a certain amount of shame from some people. If you say something that maybe they disagree with, you're told you're uncompassionate or not thinking enough about the other person. And that's really stifled dialogue. And I think dialogue is the best way to come to good, solid solutions. It used to be there would be a pothole in the road and there'd be one person saying, this is how you fix the pothole. And another person saying, no, I think you should fix it this way. And lately it's seemed like somebody points out that there's a pothole and the other person says, yeah, is that really a pothole? I'm not so sure it's a pothole. And it's really tough if you cannot identify and address a problem without feeling like you're going to be shamed for
it. That's a fair point. I mean, we actually spend time arguing about whether it's a pothole to begin with, and then we talk for extended periods of time about whose fault it is. At some point, we eventually get around to a solution or not. So I see what you're saying there, Jason Jacobs, candidate for Athens-Clarke County Commission. JacobsForAthens.com is the campaign website. I dialed it up just now. Vision. You want to know what he's about and what he's running on and for. The Vision. Click that link. Enhanced Community Spaces, Youth Empowerment, compassionate community policies of the sort we were just discussing, economic prosperity, and smart growth. I don't know, about 5 minutes left here, so let's tick off a couple of these. Smart growth. How do we do that? These geographically the smallest landmass county in the state, as I'm sure you know, not a lot of room to grow out, and the argument about growing up. What do we do?
No, I think it's a bunch of different options. I think we have to come together with, you know, all sides of the aisle, obviously. And I think we got to look at a diversity of different housing options. I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all. I think too many times we fall into this one-size-fits-all scenario. And I think there's several different solutions for several different communities out there. I would like a focus on workforce housing. I think that the people that live and work here should be able to afford to live here. And I think there's ways to do that. I think there's other ways of generating revenue into this town, especially with how we bring a lot of folks in for tourism from the university, from our sports programs at the university that are doing extremely well. And we all benefit from it as businesses benefit from it. But there's a burden on the people that live here as well. And I think that the cost of living has increased such that it's made it difficult on a lot of folks that live here. And I think
part of that would be, some would say, that the property taxation hitting especially the older folks and the retirees.
Absolutely.
All kind of moves to do something about that. What would you propose?
I would propose different creative ways to capture those tourist dollars. You know, that I saw that kind of happen in South Florida as I grew up. You know, a lot of people moved down, and there was a way to get the consumption that was coming in from out of town, get those outside dollars into the community, and then help the community offset other burdens that they may have so that they can afford to get into the housing market. And I think there's ways to do that, creative ways. I don't have all the solutions by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, something Dexter Fisher said at one of the commission meeting was that workforce housing, that really spoke to me, and I'd like to come together with developers, with neighborhood, you know, community members in different neighborhoods, and bring everybody together to see how we can better find some solutions that everyone can kind of agree with.
And the flip side of that might be the enhanced community spaces, parks and public areas and such. Okay, we're not going to build houses here. We're going to do something else with this particular piece of property. What do you have in mind?
I think we have a lot of good community parks and spaces right now. I just feel like they're not readily able to use because we have, you know, sometimes the discomfort of people sleeping there. And, you know, that's a difficult thing. I think we've done a great job as a city really focusing on some of those community parks and places. I just think we need to make them better and safer.
Economic prosperity, again, just hitting the bullet points in a couple of minutes left here with Jason Jacobs from your campaign website. Economic prosperity, obviously, as a small business owner, that's important to you. Yeah. How do we make that? What can the commission do to enhance economic prosperity?
You know, some of the things you talked about, you know, I've heard from different business owners the difficulty it is in opening a business here. I think making it easier to open a business and giving people more of a chance to sell their product or their service to the folks, cutting some of the red tape out and helping them out in a smart way would help grow jobs, attract people into town. I like some of the things that are going on downtown with the Classic Center and attracting bigger things down there and that type of economic growth. I think we are a transient town. We always have been. I'm not from here. A lot of my neighbors are from Athens, and I think that we attract people to this town for all the great things that it is, and I think we need to do more of that and make it easier for more businesses to open.
Again, Jason Jacobs, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. By the way, a forum of sorts, and I gather you've been invited, is Wednesday of next week at the, you tell me, I think the Hilton Garden downtown.
The Magnolia Room,
there you
I
go.
Believe.
Okay.
Is,
yours yes. truly going to be moderating that, and I'll look forward to seeing you and some of the other folks down there. The campaign website, as I've mentioned a couple of times here, jacobsforathens.com. Back to the campaign. It's your first time running for anything, right?
It
I'm
is.
I'm a student it's... council president someday, but no, this is it.
I had no intention of ever getting into this realm of things, but in my talking with a lot of people and feeling like a lot of people shared the same concerns, but didn't really know how to voice them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can be a good voice for that, and I don't shy away from people having conflict with something that I think, I invite that because I think it strengthens us all to question ourselves and what we think is the right answer and maybe take some other advice from other people and come together. Again, the pothole. You strengthen each other's opinion, you can actually fix that pothole the best way, the most efficient possible way that there is to fix it.
What is this campaign going to look like? I mean, this I keep saying May 21st. That's not a primary. That's it.
Yeah.
You're going to win or lose on May 21st. And so a sprint here, how's this going to work for you?
Well, I've been doing the best I can to meet with as many people as possible, and I've met so many great people. Got a lot of coffee meetings set up, want to get out into the community and really listen to the constituents. I want to represent District 2. I feel like that's something that's missing too is listening. More than telling people what they need, but listening to maybe what they want and listening to their needs and trying to accommodate those needs.
The three boys and the wife, and where are they on all this? It was new to them too.
Oh my goodness. Well, my wife and I have always kind of lived in the fast lane, so to speak. We've always been on the go doing things. She's a business owner. She's an entrepreneur. She's starting other businesses right now as we speak. She's starting a podcast. She's done consulting. We opened up another store while she was pregnant with our third child coming out of COVID. We're kind of used to this pace of things, and my kids are incredible, and they're super energetic as well.
Good luck to you, Jason Jacobs. As I said, we'll see you again Wednesday of next week down at the Hilton Garden. Meantime, best of luck out there on the campaign trail. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you. And if anyone want to learn more or donate, support at jacobsforathens.com. Connect with me on social media, jacobsforathens. It's J-A-C-O-B-S. And if you want, give me a phone call, 706-202-2950.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.